For more than 50 years, Billy Graham has taken his message to millions of people, from his days preaching in a small Baptist church in Wheaton, Illinois, to the company of presidents and prime ministers. This weekend, the 84-year-old Graham wraps up a four-day revival in San Diego. He will preach at one more meeting in Oklahoma next month, and then the man who has long epitomized Protestant Christianity in the United States will retire. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Patrick Heald reports.
Billy Graham appears at the microphone with no fanfare and no introduction. The crowd of over 54,000 faithful sees his image on the Diamond Vision screen at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego and erupts in emotional applause.
I love you all. The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." You know, when I think about God, I can't prove God. I can't put God in a test tube. I can't put him on a computer screen. But that doesn't mean that he's not real.
Unlike rowdy sports crowds on other nights, those listening to Graham stay in their seats and listen intently. Author David Aikman wrote about Billy Graham in a book called Great Souls, Six Who Changed the Century. He says Graham's influence on modern Christianity cannot be underestimated.
He captured global Protestantism for the evangelical part of Protestant Christianity in a way that decisively altered the direction of Protestant faith all over the world and has had an astonishing impact in many different countries of the world and, of course, on the United States itself.
Graham speaks in slow, even tones.
God is also unchanging. The Bible says, "I am the Lord, I change not." In all the centuries, all the billions of years that might have been, God has not changed, even in the slightest.
Graham's delivery is in sharp contrast to the firebrand preacher that burst upon America just after World War II. Aikman says Graham came to prominence in 1948 when Life magazine featured him.
So Graham suddenly exploded on the national scene when he was just 31. And he was often called God's machine gun because he preached sermons at a sort of rapid pace, hardly stopping for breath, I mean, pacing around, gesticulating with huge energy.
That energy must now be conserved. Graham suffers from Parkinson's disease, although it's hard to see signs of it when he preaches. But as Billy Graham gets ready to speak, his son and heir apparent Franklin Graham helps him to the podium. Franklin Graham's claims that Islam is evil, however, have caused some to question whether he is the right man to lead his father's ministry. But this night, Billy Graham acknowledges that Christianity grew from the same land as Islam.
A great deal of the Bible is in Iraq. Not all of Israel, but in Iraq. Babylon was there. The Garden of Eden was there. Abraham was born there.
Let's let it ring. Here we go, together.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Graham ends his sermon, as he always does, asking people to come out of the stands to give their lives to the Lord. Thousands do just that, searching for spiritual answers and persuaded by Graham that those answers are in the Bible. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Heald in San Diego.